on this date in history, 1956. We've got some baseball playoff games today. So how about this? On October 8, 1956, Don Larsen pitched the only perfect game in a World Series to date as the New York Yankees beat the Brooklyn Dodgers in Game 5, 2-0. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Have you received an inheritance or need to roll over a 401k from a former employer? Whatever your investment needs, for experienced, compassionate investment advice, call certified financial planner Tom Wood at the Advice Center at 244-PLAN. He'll take the time to discuss all your investment options for your unique needs. Tom has been helping his clients for nearly 20 years to manage their investments and to lower their taxes to achieve their financial goals. And Tom is offering a free investment tax review all month. He's offering this free investment tax review to help you find out if your investment portfolio is tax efficient or if he can help lower taxes you owe on your investments. Call Tom Wood at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. He can help your family develop an investment plan to help you have the financial future you desire. Call the Advice Center for your free investment tax review at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN. Or go online to theadvicecenter.com. Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday morning, October 20th, from 8 to 9 on Free Fire Radio, here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sovereign Minds. we're back at it again. The fun never stops. That's what I always say. Crazy week.
It just never stops.
I mean, so we have a lot of things to talk about today. But first, I'm here in the studio with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
And Bob Martin, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great guy.
Good morning, Mark and Linda and Red.
And Red Smith, who is now in the unfunded seventh circle of a non-existent recovery where the mainstream media prostitutes, politicians, and self-serving banksters have spun the truth into a tattered remnant of the former greatness we call low glory.
Yep.
I thought you were going to pass out on that one. Yeah, I thought he was going to fall out of his chair there for a minute.
We are streaming worldwide, and you can go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. And all of our shows are podcast and archived as well. And you can friend me on Facebook. Quit smiling over there. Look like the Cheshire Cat itching your back. Sovereign Minds, Facebook, you can get me there. Let's see. Reading Patriots meet every Monday night, 6 p.m., 3276 Pacelli Lane. They had a great event yesterday, the Harvest Moon Festival for the state of Jefferson. You were at Big Bike Weekend or something.
I was at Big Bike and blocking traffic for the memorial run for a police officer.
Yeah, we had a good time last night. I went down there, had a pulled pork barbecue sandwich with some coleslaw, and let the kids run around crazy. We had Ethan doing laser tag, and Aaron did laser tag, and then you got Lily walking around. She had her little laser tag thing and a gun, and she just looked like she was a commando. And
terrible.
It was the music was pretty awesome. There was several bands there, though they had Irish fiddlers there, some young girls.
It
was really good, actually very soothing. I just, you know, that was...
I love the fiddle. Ain't nothing like a good fiddle.
Odessa, after that, I found, Aaron found $145 laying on the ground with a driver's license. I don't know if it got turned back in. I gave it to somebody to go report it on stage, and you know, her driver's license. So I don't know if it got back to the
well. Let's hope it did.
Yeah. So
thank goodness her driver's license was with it.
It's interesting because, you know, there's $145 on the ground, and Aaron's looking at it, and he's afraid to scoop it up. And I'm like, oh, let me show you how it's done, son. So.
It's not the scooping up part, it's the keeping part is the problem.
And so, obviously, if it was just cash, it's finders keepers because, oh yeah, did anybody lose $145,000?
You get ran over.
It's like, you know, 10 hands go up. But it had her driver's license with it.
Yeah.
And so, I don't know,
I hope that got back to her.
Yeah, if that got back to her, I'd appreciate somebody letting me know. They were supposed to announce it on the stage, but I had to leave because I had the kids going nuts and they were full of sugar and ice, what do you call those, cones, slushies or whatever the, what do they call
snow cones.
Snow cones. Yeah, so they were all hyped up and Lily's out there doing gymnastics on the cement.
Oh, we got something coming in. What's up, Bob?
This just in from Wynn Carpenter. He says the money and driver's license were returned to their...
That's cool.
Awesome.
Thanks, Wynn. We appreciate letting us know. That's
perfect.
Great.
All right, very good. That was cool.
And we also have Gary Hollihan online when you get a moment.
All right, let's talk to Gary real
good
quick.
Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, everyone, and we had a wonderful time yesterday at the Freedom Fest. And I would like to give a big thanks and shout-out to Anderson Parks and Recreation.
Very good.
That park was immaculate yesterday. Saw no any otherwise residents, etc. Just driving around, so many things going on besides the Jefferson of event families using the barbecues. The soccer was going on, and that park is beautiful. Because I've been down there, I've watched it evolve, kind of because I umpired softball in '69, '70, and so on, and it. Anderson has done a wonderful job of making use of that and making sure that it is wonderful and family-oriented, unlike some other parks that I can think of. So anyway, that's all I had to say. And again, it was a great time yesterday. Thanks.
Thanks,
all right,
Gary.
Thanks, Gary, for calling in. We appreciate it.
Very good. Do we have somebody else on the line, Bob? Or
No, that was Rally Sally was also calling to let us know that the money and the driver's license had been returned, we're all over it.
She's a lucky girl, I'll tell you what.
She's probably real happy about now.
Well, it might have been somebody else that would have been, spin the driver's license off into the bushes and stick the money in your pocket.
It could have been that way, that's for sure.
So, me, you know, I went over
an
there.
An example of the law and order philosophy, or the law and order mindset of the state of Jefferson.
Morals. We got morals. Yeah, so,
what kind of a world would we have if everybody was honest?
Wouldn't need a government.
Yeah.
We wouldn't need a lot of things.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, it's good that it got back to the right person. I was, you know, I mean, because I was debating. It's like, who do I give this to? I got to go right now. It's like, oh, yeah, or good up on stage. Did anybody lose $145? Or I guess up there, and what's your name? I can't remember the gal's name. But anyway, let's moving right along.
What's your driver's license number?
What's your driver's license number? Yeah, does anybody know their driver's license number?
It's none of your business. Why am I being detained?
Do you know your date of birth?
Am I being detained?
Well, you know, it was a
What's your address?
It was nice there in the shade, cool. It was comfortable. The music was great. And, you know, the only complaint I have is I'll tell you, I quit smoking when I was like 24 years old. That's been a long time ago. But, you know, how I quit smoking was I just came to hate cigarettes. You know how you can tell your subconscious over and over again, you know, you don't like something and pretty soon you don't like it because it just seats inside your subconscious. So, you know, I just tell myself, I hate them damn things. But you know something? I can't smell, you know, anything. Unless you light up a cigarette. You could be 400 yards off and light up a cigarette, and I'll go, wow, gosh, and it's just nasty to me.
I understand that.
But that's the only complaint is that every once in a while I'd go, what the hell is, you know. So, but, hey, you're outside. I'm not really complaining as much as I'm just, you know, making an observation.
Yeah, now you got other smells that are burning just besides
cigarettes. Somebody else sparked something else up out there somewhere. And they're like, you smell that? And I'm like, no, I really can't smell that.
Oh, man. Yeah. Anyway.
You mean that skunky smell?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, today in history, October 8th in 1970, Alexander Solzhenitsyn won the Nobel Peace Prize for Literature. And he's the best-known living Russian writer. Solzhenitsyn, was born in 1918 and was a leading writer and critic of the Soviet internal oppression. Arrested in 1945 for criticizing the Stalin regime, he served 8 years in Russian prisons and a labor camp, and was released in 1953 and sent into internal exile in the Asiatic Russia. Now, the reason I bring this up is that this is, you know, the poster child case for oppressive government, you know, and what it does under communist regimes and totalitarian regimes. But if you ever get a chance to read his first publication, One Day in the Life of Ivan Dasenovich, it's a very enlightening book and talks about what they went through, how they marched them out to the gulags, how they built their own shelters in the snow, and it's pretty enlightening, and this it gives you a lot of reasons why you might not want to let your government get out of control, because you criticize them and you're in a gulag out in Siberia.
Yeah.
But government's not oppressive, is it? Or no, it's not. Never. It's never been oppressive. Why is it that, we never talk about oppressive government in the United States, even though the world has been oppressed by governments for
forever. About.
But here in the state of California, they're not going that direction, are they? Or are they? Because look at what's going on down there. You got Jerry Brown Pants making, treaties with foreign governments, sanctuary state.
Defying federal law with sanctuary states.
Yeah, you know.
Defying the Constitution. He has no authority to do such a thing.
You know, I had a guy tell me, well, you're for the Constitution and the rule of law and all that stuff, you know, and, states' rights. And he says, well, how come you're against, immigration thing? Because that's one of the few things in the Constitution that was actually enumerated to the federal government.
Specifically reserved power of the federal government?
Yeah. Given over by the states and the people so that it could control the borders, so, foreign invasions. We're not having an invasion of illegal aliens, are we?
Well, can I ask another question in light of some of the other things that are going on, too? So we need deep background checks on gun buyers and all of this vetting and stuff. But asking for ID to vote or vetting of immigrants is racist. How the hell does that work?
Well, you know, all you have to do is put on your immoral, evil, government oppressive attitude, and it works really, really good.
Yeah.
Because if you have an agenda that is not, you know, having a free America.
Well, you know, Terry Brown looks a little bit like Dr. Evil from Austin Powers. You think he's got like a bald cat down there? You know,
stroking his bald cat.
Gavin Newsom, he calls him number two, makes him wear an eye patch.
Okay.
I think it's going to be millions and millions. Yeah. So, you know, I think that the quote of the day from Ephesians 6:12, I think is very appropriate. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of the world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Now, Greg Hunter's been saying for the last couple weeks, and I kind of have to agree with him, that this is starting to become a battle between good and evil. Because what just happened in Las Vegas, that wasn't evil, was it?
Pure.
Yeah.
Unadulterated.
And that's, yeah. So you go out and you shoot a bunch of people, and you're just misguided, right?
Yeah.
Or crazy.
Yeah.
And you're just the lone gunman that, isn't that interesting? The lone gunman. They already, you know. What happened?
That was
you're going to have to ignore that when that happens. We have a lot of static electricity today because of the dry conditions, and every time I hit a piece of metal on this thing, it will revert to on air instead of studio, which means you'll be hearing yourself on a 7-second delay with a lot of static. So try to ignore that and just carry on as if nothing happened.
As long as we don't start getting shocked.
Okay, Bob.
We'll be okay. And with that, I believe we got a caller on the line. We got Marion Redding on the line. Good morning, Mary.
Hey, good morning, everybody. You know, with all this that's happening to us, and the new tax coming up, and the new this and new that, plus Jerry Brown's going to step down, et cetera, and put another idiot in place. I mean, the voters are going to put another idiot in place. Guess what's happening in Russia today? And I don't know whether it's in Belgrade or whether it's in, you know, one of the other popular cities. They're rioting in the streets because Putin will not allow opposition to run for his office. He says he is there for life, and he won't allow another person to run for office.
I think they call that a dictator last time I checked.
Yeah, right.
Not sure.
But you know what? His people are upset with him, too. I mean, I don't see any difference between him and Jerry Brown. Jerry Brown wants to be God, too.
It's no problem. Just go shut up. Go back to work. You'll be okay.
Yeah, right. Right. And I'm sure glad that Bob mentioned that the static was on the line before I got there.
I think my lips just got...
Bye. Have a great day. Thanks, Mary.
I think the difference between Putin and Brown is Putin is dangerous on purpose. Brown is dangerous because he's a moron.
Brown is a closet tyrant.
Yeah. He's a closet case.
I think my lips just got shocked. I'm not sure if it was Mary or not. Yeah. So you know, going back to Solzhenitsyn, you know, he got the Nobel Peace Prize in 1970. In 1974, he was expelled from the Soviet Union for treason. Okay, he moved to the United States, although celebrated a celebrated symbol of anti-communist resistance. Solzhenitsyn was also extremely critical of many aspects of American society. He particularly didn't like what he termed incessant materialism. He returned to Russia in 1994. He died of a heart failure. Now, I think that he was critical of a lot of aspects of American society because he could see the writing on the wall. You know, one of my good friends who was in the Olympics. In Moscow in 68 and Munich in 72. He told me that he talked to some of the Russian weightlifters over there. And inside the locker room, he was like asking these guys, he says, how can you guys live under this tyranny? I mean, how do you stand it? And they all laughed at him to say, oh, you silly American boy. At least we know we are slaves. You guys don't even know it because you believe your media. That was like 68. So, gee, we haven't been following a communist sort of plan and, you know, infiltrating our schools and teaching our kids that, oh, government is good. Government takes care of you. Government is all that you need.
The state.
Yay, we love government. Yeah. Oh, government.
Then they wouldn't have any hidden agendas.
Oh, welfare. You know, we need to worship the feet of our Jerry Brown Pants guys down in Sacramento who are making us all poor.
Among many other things.
But it's okay, because that's what communist does. Let's redistribute the wealth so we can all have a little less.
Except them.
But what happens when nobody's working?
Well, that's
what you just said.
This misguided concept of reality, of equality, is not understanding, you know, making sure everybody has equal opportunity, but actually forcing people to be equal, because there's some things that you can't bring up to the level of other people, but you can lower everything to the lowest common denominator.
Well, here's how it works.
Let's try to.
Everybody's keep working, okay? But nobody gets paid.
Sure. Sounds like a heck of a deal, right?
Yeah, sounds like a great incentive program. You know, it's like I had another friend of mine who happened to be Russian, who lived in Russia, tell me about how out on the collective farms that there would be, you know, they're out on the collective farm. They're supposed to be bringing in the hay, bringing in the wheat, you know, producing food. And there's like 16 guys laying around in the wheat field sleeping. One guy up on the tractor watching the distant road to make sure that when the government agent comes down the road, oh, he sees a car, everybody jumps up and starts working again. And as soon as he leaves,
Caltrans.
Yeah, they had shovel imprints.
I was
going to
say, but they got shovels wrist. Now. They're not in the wheat fields.
Yeah, and you know.
Yeah.
Wonder how much production. That's a true story, by the way. That's not. That's fact.
I believe it.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
Yeah. Yeah, this guy was from Russia. He's actually was a famous Russian singer. And he was
opera singer.
Yeah, opera singer. And
yes,
you know,
he was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I used to live...
other things?
Well, among other things. Well, this to tell you, this guy is an interesting guy. You know, we had our office right across the street from him down there in San Mateo when I first started in the business. And, you know, we used to go over and talk to him all the time. And this guy was little. I mean, he was like, I don't know, 5'2". Maybe
5'4".
But I'll tell you what, he's not the kind of guy he wanted to mess with. Some guy tried to come in and rob him at gunpoint. When the cops showed up, he had the guy on the ground pistol whipping him. True story.
There you go.
Well, you know, he did. They went through some hard times.
Yes.
You know, they left Russia and then went to China and then come through South America and stuff. So it was an easy living, you know what I mean? They saw a lot of different things.
Why would you go through all that trouble to escape from your home country because the government was so good to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And they didn't start getting out of control till they had a communist revolution. And back then, communism was going to make it all better for everybody.
Yeah.
It was going to even the playing field. They were going to redistribute the wealth so that everybody could be equal. Equal protection under the law, except for everything kind of falls to the top. And then a strong man comes in and tells everybody what to do.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Doesn't sound familiar
it
at all.
It doesn't sound familiar at all, does it? You know. And then, you know, the rule of law. You know, that's for sissies, you know. And equal protection. Don't worry about it. Get back to work and shut your yap.
Just do what we tell you.
Maybe we should go to a break. And then, you know, we'll come back and we have some stuff we need to talk about.
Okay. If you want to call in, have something you want to talk about, give us a call. 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
I grew up dreaming of being a cowboy. Loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high-riding egos. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the rules of a modern-day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies that leave them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems. Sadly in search of, and one step in back of themselves and their slow moving dreams. Cowboys are special, with their own brand of misery, being alone too long. To die from the cold in the arms of a nightmare, knowing well that your best days are gone.
Cold weather is quickly approaching Northern California. Give SST Oil a call today to hear their competitive prices for home heating fuel. Veterans are offered a 5% discount on heater sales and services and a 5% discount on home heating fuels. That's SST Oil. Give them a call at 241-1167. That's 241-1167. SST Oil. SST Oil supports our veteran community.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit. Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Time to get going. head, I am nowhere known. But under my feet, baby, grass is growing. It's time to move on, time to get going. Sometime later, getting the words wrong, wasting the meaning, losing the rhyme. It's nasty, it's adrenaline, breaking up a dog fight like a deer in the headlights, frozen in real time. I'm losing my mind. It's time to move on.
Yeah, that's an old Tom Petty there, but I think that's a really appropriate song.
Yeah, I could have missed that.
Yeah. So, well, I'll tell you what we were just talking about. There, the people are, seem like they're dropping like flies in the entertainment industry here lately.
Yeah.
We could probably, never mind, I'll stop there.
Well, unfortunately.
The old guard, I mean.
Yeah, some of them are, you know, they're getting up in age, too.
Yeah.
You know, not that we are, but, you know.
No.
Well, you were talking about Monty Hall of Let's Make a Deal fame. He was 96 when he passed
away.
I guess it gives new meaning to the phrase, I'll take the box. I'll take the box.
It's behind door number one.
Not the curtain, the box. Or maybe it should have been, I'll take the curtain.
I want the door. Give me the door. I want the door. Door number one.
Oh, boy. Okay, so let's we're going to play a clip here, and we need to set this up. And this is, there was an internet post that warned the makers of, you know, that security scanners were planning an event. This is on 4chan. We're planning an event in Las Vegas to create a market for their machines and hotels. Now, that sounds pretty bizarre. I mean, we're talking about the screening machines that you go through on the airports and the naked, you know, x-ray stuff.
The body scans?
The body scans and all that. And you think, you know, that just sounds nuts. But I think that the people that put together this video, and I've posted it on Sovereign Minds.
Well, they already have some of those, excuse me, in Vegas, don't they, going now?
Yes.
I don't know. It's been a while since I've been to Vegas.
Well, yeah. You know, I'll tell you what. If you don't think something's here, this is spooky, a spooky coincidental, and I can't see it being coincidental. There's something here. But go ahead and play the video, Bob. It's about 16 minutes, and these guys put together a very smart video. And I'll tell you, then we'll talk about Vegas, because there's a lot of unanswered questions, and it was just one lone guy, right?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
And the evidence
nobody
is...
Nobody believes that.
Nobody believes it. And it's not a false flag or anything, nothing like that, no. But go ahead and play the video, Bob. Let's cue it up and get it on there and...
All right.
I'm not sure who actually did the story here. We probably could find out, but go ahead.
Well, it's from it was posted by TruthStream Media,
right.
And they're at how do you say that? Patreon.com. Patreon.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, that's where you can find it. So here's we're going to do the whole 16 minutes.
I don't know. Let's go and we'll cut it off if we want to. But let's just let's listen to it.
We were out running errands yesterday, and everywhere we went, all anyone was talking about is how horrible modern society is these days, and Las Vegas. Las Vegas was on the TV in every waiting area that we saw, every corner that had a small TV in it that was on. It was talked about on every radio station, and even when we tried to change the channel, DJs were saying we should stop what we were doing and turn on the news to watch the coverage of Las Vegas. What we were told happened is a 64-year-old multimillionaire in real estate, for reasons no one knows that have not been explained, brought a cartoonish number of 23 guns into the Mandalay Bay Casino over the course of several days, and on Sunday night knocked out two windows on the 32nd floor. And despite being in a casino, which is a building with its own mini fusion center, in Las Vegas, which is the American equivalent of London in how many CCTV cameras it has, this man was somehow able to shoot down at a crowd of thousands of people attending a country music festival for over an hour and no one was able to get into the room to stop him for 72 minutes. This is the same exact casino, by the way, that if the power even goes out, like it did for 40 minutes one day last year, security was able to put the entire place on full lockdown quickly within moments. And all day long, every news outlet, every channel, everything just repeated the same gory details over and over about the terror, the screaming, the running, and the blood, the blood, the blood. I must have heard that a brainwashing level number of times. Which, if we're to believe that nearly 60 people died and over 500 were hurt, is really dehumanizing to any potential victims who may have been involved. Leftist outlets had sickos saying things like, conservative victims like those found at country music festivals don't deserve our sympathy. And far-right blowhards were attempting to push the ISIS homegrown lone wolf terror agenda. But the more that the details began to emerge on this, and there are some really strange things that have come out in the wake of this, the more we began asking ourselves, qui bono? Who benefits? Was there anyone waiting in the wings who benefits from such a senseless event? And as sick as it seems to say that, unfortunately, we live in a country and now a globally connected society that has been run on false flag terror and the Hegelian dialectic since at the very least World War II. At least. We have people in leadership positions like Rahm Emanuel saying things like, never let a good crisis go to waste.
You never want a serious crisis to go to waste. And what I mean by that is an opportunity to do things that you think you could not do before.
So when you see a bunch of red flag details start coming out that don't make any sense, and I mean no sense at all, and you start asking yourself, could this be a false flag? Always ask qui bono, and then work backwards from there. And of all the bizarre stuff coming out of Vegas, the minutia of which we could debate all day long, one of the most compelling answers to our question was apparently posted on 4chan on, of all days, September 11th, just a few weeks ago. This is a thread called, If Anything Happens Tomorrow, It's Mossad False Flag Level Alpha. And I'm sure every single year on September 11th, you will see a post with the same warning or a similar warning just by default ever since 9/11 on this website. I'm just guessing. But this year, you had some pretty interesting and specific responses that make way too much sense. I was able to carbon date this page back to its creation date, and it was apparently created 23:59:59 on September 10th, 1 second before midnight, September 11th. So somebody had a message they definitely wanted to put out there. And down here in this thread is a post from John, I'm sure that's his real name. He says, look, I feel bad for some of you on this website, so I'll let you in on a little secret. If you live in Las Vegas or Henderson, stay inside tomorrow. Don't go anywhere where there are large groups of people. Also, if you see three black vans parked next to each other, immediately leave the area. You're welcome. And people started debating what that meant. And he comes back and says, it's called the High Incident Project. They want to make the American public think that places with extremely high security, like Las Vegas, aren't safe. They're trying to create more regulations. You'll see laws proposed in the next few years to put up more metal detectors and other security devices. Media and politicians will be saying places with lots of police need even more police. I can't guarantee anything will happen tomorrow, but Las Vegas is on their minds. Then he comes back one last time and says, if their plan is successful, state of Nevada will pass a law in the future making all casinos have mandatory metal detectors and backscatter machines. Soon after, a federal law will be passed to put these machines in universities, high schools, federal buildings, you name it. OSI Systems and Chertoff are the main producers of these machines. Sometime around 2020, Chertoff and OSI will merge into a single company. After they merge, the owners will sell off all their stock and make billions in profit. Mr. Chertoff has been in contact with Sheldon Adelson. Mr. Adelson will become a huge sponsor of these machines, and he will be the first to put them in his casinos when the law passes. This is my last message for now. Don't expect me to return anytime soon. If you will recall, back when the underwear bomber happened, Chertoff, who had been Department of Homeland Security Secretary from 2005 to 2009, by then he was running the Chertoff Group, which is a private security consulting agency. And after the underwear bomber happened, he came out and was a really big proponent publicly promoting the Rapiscan naked body scanners, the backscatter x-ray machines that they put into all of the airports. He was pushing all of that, and then it came out that one of his main clients was OSI. OSI owns Rapiscan, the maker of the machines. OSI, by the way, being run by Deepak Chopra, not Oprah's Chopra, another guy with the same name, who is considered a quote-unquote significant donor to the Democratic Party, to the point that he was able to accompany President Obama on a trip to India in 2010 to promote trade between India and the U.S. That's the level that that guy is. So you have a lot of big players involved in OSI, Rapiscan, of course, the Chertoff Group. On top of that, James Murin, the CEO of MGM International, which owns the Mandalay Bay Casino, also just so happens to be a sitting member of the Department of Homeland Security's National Infrastructure Advisory Council. And he actually sits on a group called the Critical Infrastructure Security and Resilience Research and Development Working Group, and they write reports like this one, where they talk about things that they can do to help get legislation passed and regulations to put in security technology infrastructure, such as, x-ray backscatter machines, into places, how to make that affordable for shareholders, which would be the people who own casinos who would have to buy and purchase these machines, and also they consider things like public acceptance of such technologies. That's the kind of stuff they talk about in their meetings as a member of the Homeland Security National Infrastructure Advisory Council, just so happens to be the same guy who is the CEO of the company that owns the hotel where this happened.
So all this was predicted, and it's eerie, and what makes sense about it is the president has these people as his peers. He's got a tower over there on Vegas Strip. He's met with these people publicly and privately. He knows all these casino owners. And Sheldon Adelson in particular sponsored the Las Vegas debate in the last GOP debate cycle.
The day before the debate, Trump met with Adelson at his hotel where the debate was being held.
Met privately with most, if not all, of the candidates on stage as they basically begged for his money and backing as one of the biggest kingmakers in the Republican Party. And Trump also met with them. And that night at the debate, while we don't know exactly what they said, that night at the debate, all the candidates hopped to see who could be the biggest and boldest at talking about counter-security measures, how they would take on terrorism, whether or not they would launch new wars to defend the country, and other related matters. And Trump came out very strongly that night for an anti-terrorism administration that picks up right where George Bush left off. And you've got Sheldon Adelson quietly, you know, with his cloaked hands, glad that they took this script. So the fact that you're now seeing a possible false flag incident and new security measures starting on the Las Vegas Strip pretty much echoes what happened in the debate and the connections that are there.
What's even, I think, creepier about it is after a mass shooting in this country, you always have calls for gun control. We're seeing that, but not to the same degree we normally do. Actually, what we're seeing this time is a lot of talk in every mainstream news outlet about how vulnerable hotel security is everywhere. So here's one from the New York Times about the Las Vegas shooting underscores hotel security choices. Here's one from Fox News about how hotels take new look at security after Las Vegas, but will customers sacrifice their privacy? And it just goes on and on. And every single one of these articles, they quote the same guy. It's this guy, Jim Stover, and he says, the hospitality industry hasn't gotten its act together in terms of anti-terrorism. It's not going to be pushed. It has to be pulled. It's not going to be pushed. It has to be pulled. All over the place, they're saying this. You even had an op-ed in the Huffington Post where a lady straight up said, do U.S. hotels need metal detectors? And it shows a picture of the backscatter x-rays, the naked body scanners. And she goes through and makes this argument, and it's a terrible argument. She says things like metal detectors and security screening are routine at the entrances to hotels in many countries, such as Egypt and Jordan. Yes, because we need to start setting our sights on making America more like the Middle East, right? But it only takes 30 seconds longer than walking through a revolving door. And we all adjusted to the security screenings at U.S. airports, although we may grumble from time to time if the lines are long and we're racing to catch a plane. But TSA security screenings have become part of the experience of flying in the U.S., so we might as well accept this too. That's what she's saying. Perhaps it's time to make it safer to stay at a hotel in the U.S. by installing metal detectors and x-ray machines in hotel lobbies. But you know, just like with the airports, it's not going to stop there. In fact, the controversy over backscatter machines went up a notch when people started questioning the health and safety of such machines, and they ended up having to take a bunch of them out of the airports. And those machines are just sitting around waiting for someone to use them. So why not get all the hotels and casinos on board to stick them right in? And what do you know? But just the very next day, they're now reporting in Bloomberg that guests at the Wynn are being scanned in a glimpse of Las Vegas's future. That is how fast this has already begun. Because, again, the guy brought a cartoonish number of guns, supposedly 23 guns, into his room. More guns than he would possibly need. It's just over the top. The whole thing is over the top. And this is going to be the solution. Less freedom. Do you want to know how blatantly, transparently obvious this agenda is? The next day, former Homeland Security official Chad Sweet, who just so happens to also be the co-founder and CEO of the Chertoff Group, went on CNBC, and not only did he say that in a free society, there are no ways to eliminate security risks.
In a free society, there's no way to eliminate this kind of risk.
So what he really means is we need to be less free if we want to be safe. We need to give up our liberty for temporary security. He was also pushing, guess what?
But there are ways, as you said, to potentially mitigate the risk. In addition to intelligence sharing, you can also do a number of steps to establish a secure perimeter using various types of screening technology.
That's right, the x-ray technologies. Already, not even 24 hours later. So I guess the guy in the 4chan group just so happens to have had a crystal ball. That is what I call eerily prescient.
I guess some people don't remember. I remember it like it's yesterday. This is all the stuff they were building up to. They were telling us Homeland Security was going to be pre-screening passengers, every train, every plane, and eventually every car as well. They had mobile x-ray scanners deployed in the streets. They've got extremely sophisticated, potentially dangerous, very expensive equipment being rolled out everywhere, but the public was fed up with it. Hence, the Obama administration focused on the gun control side of the issue for years. Now that the administrations are back to Republican, here we go again with all these security measures, and better look closely at what's happening. Not everything is what it appears to be.
So, that's what happened. Now, whether that's a false flag of somebody posting that on September 11th as a little ha-ha gotcha game, I don't know. But the fact is, it makes way too much sense. Hey, maybe Trump will be the first one to put it in at his hotel. Why not? Because this is what they're getting ready. They're already pushing. It's been literally a day, and they are already scanning people. They're already doing this. And like the poster said, this is just going to be the beginning. Because to get us to the fully automated Minority Report level of society that we're supposed to be living in the future, there's going to have to be backscatter machines and all kinds of technology everywhere. That's the only way to get us there. But they know that they can't just institute it and put it in. They have to socially engineer everybody to accept it. And one way they can do that is false flag terror. That is how they get people to accept more and more intrusion and encroachment on their privacy and on their person. And that is why every time one of these events happens, you have to ask, who stands to benefit? And there are some people in some very high places who stand to make an awful lot of money off of taking away a little bit more of our freedom. Meanwhile, these machines have been debunked already. There are people that have done videos all over YouTube. They can sneak all kinds of things past these machines. I don't know about you, but I don't want to live in a society where I have to be x-rayed every time I want to go into the grocery store and get broccoli. Every time I leave my house, everywhere I go. That's not freedom. That's not even humane. But that's the reality they're trying to push here. Where are they going to stop once they start doing this? Where does it end?
Well, I think that was a kind of a spooky report. And if you don't think there's some credibility there on something or some of these dots don't line up, I'm telling you, I mean, these people will stop at nothing, I think. Now, of course, there's all the conspiratory theories and all this stuff, but there's a lot of things that are lining up there on this thing. And, you know, would they try to make another end run in another direction to get rid of our freedom so that the government's in control of everything?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Now, with that said, I also have this report that former Republican Senator Chaffetz, former senator now, says that Attorney General Sessions will let him know he would not prosecute any of the major cases during the Obama years, including the IRS, Fast and Furious, Hillary's emails, Clinton Foundation. Sessions refuses to impanel a grand jury, which is his job by law, on these crimes with special counsel, while special counsel Robert Mueller is intent on indicting President Trump. Do you see anything wrong here? Sessions needs to go.
Yeah, see you later.
He is one of them. There's no question in my mind at this point. So, we got about 5 minutes to the top of the hour. We've been covering a lot of ground here. Comments on Vegas?
Which part of it do we want to start with?
I mean, there's so much here that does not add up. There's so many things that there's questions about. And
how come it's always the lone gunman, Patsy?
I don't think there's anybody that believes I was a single gunman.
I don't think so either.
I don't even people that I know that are usually not, you know, political or news junkies like a lot of us are and stuff like that, that have looked at the things that are going on going, no way.
It just doesn't. I'm not sure the whole particulars, but it doesn't add up.
Yeah. And you start to dig into who in the hell was Stephen Paddock? Who in the hell was his girlfriend Mary Lou Dan?
Yeah, give us a little background on Paddock. I mean, what?
A quiet, keep-to-himself multimillionaire that nobody really knew anything about his business, that owned homes all over the United States, airplanes, was a long-term government employee.
What was the deal on the airplane thing? I mean,
he actually owned two aircraft, one of which has been leased to a corporation out of Virginia for the last 3 years, has not filed a flight plan in those 3 years, but it's leased to a company named Volant Associates. And according to their website, they are innovative scientific engineering and technical assistance serving the U.S. intelligence community and the Department of Defense. That's not strange.
Weird.
And they specialize in preventing domestic terrorist attacks.
Okay.
That's just a coincidence that Stephen Paddock just happens to be leasing a plane from the guys who were supposed to be protecting us in Virginia.
And he actually worked for the U.S. Postal Service.
Right.
IRS. Worked for the IRS. And his last job before he fell off the radar and became an unexplained multimillionaire was actually working for the United States Defense Authority agency. He was an auditor for the Department of Defense, and then all of a sudden he falls off the radar, becomes a multi-billionaire.
How come I didn't hear about that on CNN?
Because they suck.
Answer.
Did you see CNN's explanation of what a bump stock is?
Yes,
they've got a picture of an AR-15 with an ACOG scope and an M203 grenade launcher on it, trying to explain what a bump stock is in the rifle that this guy used.
See this Abrams tank?
Yeah. It fires a lot like this.
It's sort of like a .50 caliber with a bump stock, only tracks on it.
Yeah, only nothing like that for real.
It's like, it's really similar, only it's not.
Yeah.
Nothing like a...
Before we go, how much time we got, Bob?
Oh, we have about 45 seconds now. We've got a couple of callers we can hold over through the
okay.
news.
Yeah. I want to mention the conference call tonight for the state of Jefferson's real quick. It's at 7 p.m., and you can join them. Get on the conference call number. It's 712-770-4114. Access code is 307-268. I'll post this on the chat room. And
stay tuned for the second hour of Sovereign Minds. This has been KCNR 1460.com. You can call in 530-605-4567.
It's when she passes close by. When she walks, she's like a samba that swings so cool and sways so gently.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. Tropical Storm Nate is dumping heavy amounts of rain on Alabama and Mississippi at this hour as it weakens and moves away from the Gulf Coast.
There is a big old sailboat that has washed up on the beach in Biloxi that a lot of people are out gawking at. And the surge was strong. There was a trash bin that was out in the highway. At another point, there was what appeared to be like a utility pole that had washed up.
Correspondent Jeff Amy in the place where the big storm came ashore early this morning. The National Hurricane Center in Miami says Nate's maximum sustained winds have dropped to 45 miles per hour, however, and they're expected to decrease quickly from there. Belongings left behind a week ago when that gunman opened fire on a Las Vegas concert from a high-rise hotel are still being collected from the scene by police. They're going to try and get them back to the right people, some of whom are no longer alive. Officials remain stumped about why Stephen Paddock did what he did. Last night, Saturday Night Live paid tribute to the victims with country star Jason Aldean, who was performing in Las Vegas when the gunshots rang out. The World Bank raising its growth forecast for the developing economies of East Asia and the Pacific. There are risks, though, protectionism and North Korea.
The bank forecasts economic growth of 6.4% for the region this year. Growth is expected to ease to 6.2% in 2018, mainly reflecting a gradual slowdown in China, Asia's biggest economy. In its previous forecast in April, the Washington, D.C.-based lender projected a 6.2% expansion in 2017 and 6.1% for 2018.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy is vowing his government will never allow Catalonia to break away from the rest of the country. Catalans voted last weekend to do just that, but Rajoy says he'll use every part of the law to prevent it. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free plus free shipping. Call 800-330-6865. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. John Laura.
As a dermatologist, I feel confident recommending Viviscal. It's backed by 25 years of research and multiple clinical studies that demonstrate Viviscal's effectiveness in promoting the growth of thicker, fuller hair.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-330-6865. 800-330-6865. That's 800-330-6865.
The Speaker of Iraq's central government is expected to meet with Kurdish leader Masoud Barzani today as the two sides remain at an impasse over Kurdish independence. Iraq's Kurdish region voted for independence in a symbolic but controversial referendum 2 weeks ago. Baghdad has responded by banning international flights out of the region and threatening to suspend Kurdish representatives from the national parliament. Iraq's landlocked Kurdish region produces a quarter of Iraq's oil output. Churches are closing all across the country, and the ones that aren't being converted into mosques are apparently becoming breweries. At least 10 new breweries have opened at old churches across the country since 2011, four more next year. The trend is grating on the spiritual sensibilities of some clergy and worshipers. Michael Schaefer of the Archdiocese of Cincinnati says, quote, "We don't want churches to become liquor stores. We don't think that's appropriate for a house of worship." More on these stories at townhall.com. Another accident on an amusement park ride.
This time, a young girl in Virginia was taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries after falling from a Ferris wheel at a carnival in Richmond. Officials say the girl, who was about 10 years old, fell about 10 feet Friday night. Park staff immediately shut down the ride, and emergency workers got everyone else off safely. A representative of Dreamland Amusement, who operates the carnival, says the incident was caused by patron error. A city inspector was called in to investigate what caused the girl to fall.
Rhonda Rockstra reporting. Today is Sunday, October the 8th, and a birthday for some notable people, including actor Sigourney Weaver, 68 years old today, Australian actor Paul Hogan, Crocodile Dundee, 78 years old, comedian Chevy Chase turned 74 today, R.L. Stine, who wrote all those creepy books for young adults, he's 74 years old today, and actor Dale Dye is 73. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Attention Marines and other military veterans and civilians as well. Join us, the Shasta Marines, in celebrating the 242nd birthday of our United States Marine Corps. This year, the event takes place at Wind River Casino on Friday, November 10th. Our guest speaker will be a young Marine who served in Iraq and paid a high price for his service. For information, contact Mike at 524-7595. That number again, 524-7595. We hope to see you there, Marines. Semper Fi.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
The other California. I think we're in it. Thanks a lot for that one, Chris. You know you are. Yeah. Wow. I mean, that was the Smoking Armadillos, by the way. it's crazy out there, isn't it? We do have a couple callers on the phone here.
We do. Go ahead, Bob. Oh, I thought you were going to say something. I'm sorry. We got Lori on line one, I believe. Good morning, Lori.
You're on the air.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Bob is the best ever. Your producer, screener, award-winning. Everything he does, he's pro all the way. And if we lose him to some other national program, we will not be shocked.
Well, we're not going to let him go.
Okay, good, because sign me up on some kind of a GoFundMe.
Not unless we go with him.
Well, that's true. He's
dedicated. I know the song, the other California. Okay, wherever Bob Martin's going, please put me on the list.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and I'll be in charge of some of the activities or whatever. So,
perfect. No worries, Lori. It wouldn't be my first rodeo with a roll of duct tape and some baling wire.
I'm not sure I want to go.
I know
there.
We're coming into the holidays, but if we need to get a defibrillation device over there at the radio station, KRCR,
Well, if all of a sudden.
KCNR.
If all of a sudden you hear Claire.
Well,
hit him again.
I think he swallowed his tongue.
His eyes aren't twitching enough. Oh.
Burn it up.
Okay. Could you please repeat the Patreon video for people that tuned in late? Because I am going to go back when I'm home again. I'm doing some caregiving. I
posted it on Sovereign Minds.
Okay.
And it's right now. Or you can go to needtoknownews.com. Needtoknow.news. And it's there. But I posted it on the website. It's 4 weeks ago. Internet Post warned makers of security scanners are planning an event in Las Vegas to create a market for their machines. I'm telling you, you can't make this crap up. I mean, there's some evil people out there that will do stuff.
There's stuff on this that goes
You
deeper.
Shared an excellent snippet, which covered so much, my head is spinning. The last sentence or two that the narrative female voice was talking about, the X-raying and this whole police state, we've already seen it with the medical system that wants to insist that you have these scans at times. My own private practice dentist wants it every 2 years, whether I have symptoms or not, so that it keeps their butt out of trouble, that they're being a prudent and careful dentist. You know, you're x-raying someone's head, and if they're going to start...
What could go wrong?
Go ahead.
I said, what could go wrong?
Yeah, and you don't think they're going to start to manipulate the x-ray machines and devices not any different than the vaccinations to protect us?
We have a story coming up on that, Lori, in just a minute. But we have we need to move on because we got a fast-paced show today. We got a lot of stuff
to
cover.
Anyways, just if everyone can go to Activist Post, they list 11 signs of a false flag, and we've met all but two so far with the Vegas thing. Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
all right,
Lori.
Have a great day.
Thank you, Lori.
Appreciate it.
Okay, have we got somebody else?
Andrew and Bernie.
We do.
Andrew and Bernie, you're on the air.
Hey, gang. Did they find automatic weapons in that room where everything was bump stocks? Do you know?
I don't know which ones were which. I think that there was automatic weapons is what I'm hearing, and not just bump stocks, but I can't confirm that.
Well, how does a bump stock work with a bipod? The firearm needs to move forward and back, and you pull the head for that bump stock to operate. And I've heard, we heard the initial video, and if you listen to the cycle rate, it's much like a, I can't remember the name of the farm. It's a belt fed.
I'm telling you, anybody.
It sounded like a Russian RPK.
Anybody who's been in the service and listened to automatic weapons fire with more than one firing knows that there was more than one gun firing at the same time listening to the videos and the audio.
Right, right. And the Schrag is very much, let's sell scanners. Come on. I'm buying that. Great show today.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.
Anyway, take care.
All right,
thanks. We appreciate it.
Well, that's like Andrew mentioned, listening to the cyclic rate of the weapon.
Right.
It's not a bump stock.
No.
You hear different, when a lot of people said, oh, well, there's reverb, coming from the face of the hotel and stuff. The recording of that is almost a quarter mile away from the actual sound.
Not only that, the sequence is completely off for more than one weapon.
There's different rates of fires.
Right.
There's a different tone. You've got that deep-throated rattle of what I'm guessing is a Russian RPK, a 7.62. Then you've got something that's got a little bit faster cyclic rate to a little bit more of a whine. And then possibly further off, you hear what may have been a semi-automatic. And then you have several videos that are out now
showing muzzle flashes.
Yeah,
from lower floors. Yeah, I mean,
there's one now that it's potentially video of a shooter in the crowd.
Yeah, I mean, and you just can't just dismiss those. You know, when I see fire and audio and muzzle flashes coming out from a lower floor, I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that, gee, what did he do? Run down the stairs to the 15th floor and fire off some rounds and run back up? No, that's stupid.
Yeah.
So I don't think anybody's buying this thing. I mean,
the numerous statements of people that were there, including a high number of current active law enforcement, military personnel, veterans, all have stated multiple shooters,
yeah,
without a doubt.
Without a doubt. I mean, it's pretty obvious. Now, can you doctor everything? It's pretty hard to doctor everything. I mean, the thing that these people count on is that where's the media at? You know, that's what they count on, is there's no reporting from these idiots. And
what they do report, it's the same thing over and over again. It's
right.
The same clip.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same narrative.
Oh,
it's the same everything.
Yeah, they say the same exact things. And there's no investigative reporting. It's all about the citizen journalism now. So with that said, I think we need to move on to other stuff, unless you got something else.
Now there's his girlfriend, the ties to his girlfriend, her ex-husband. There's statements that he's tied into Antifa and a lot of different things that's going on.
And then she's in the Philippines.
She's in the Philippines. Right before this happens, Paddock wires $100,000 to her in the Philippines. She's on a trip to visit family, but some internet people, there's people out there that are really getting very good at this internet sleuthing and stuff.
Right.
Well, she's over there running around with guess who? Convicted senator, gun runner, Leland Yee's people in the Philippines that he was trying to sell guns to.
I don't know.
There's nothing weird going on here.
I don't know. It just doesn't add up. But with that said, let's move on. We got another story.
Motive. It's a week later. Give me a motive.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know. Let's move on, because we got some other stuff to cover. But... that's the motive cricket. This one we have to cover. Refusal to vaccinate child gets mom jail time. And this is written by Jeffrey Jackson, and this article is copyrighted by Green Med Info LLC, 2017. And this is a quote from the judge in Oakland County, Karen McDonald. I want to make it perfectly clear, we're leaving here today, dad's picking the child up and going to be vaccinated regardless of what mom did or didn't do. So he's ordering the 9-year-old's father, who now has temporary custody because his mother refused to do the vaccines, while she's going to jail. Okay, and so it's like, really? And this is in Metro Detroit. So Rebecca Bedro is the mom. She now sits in Oakland County Jail with a criminal record forever attached to her name, and her son is now in temporary custody of his father, who is ordered by the court to bring the child up to date on the boy's vaccination status, which would be up to 8 vaccines as rapidly as medically necessary. Wow. We're in America with a K.
Yeah.
Right now. Mm. Oh, but the government's not going to get out of. They're not going to. Nah, that couldn't happen. Couldn't happen here. You know, just like a lot of other places. Nah, the government doesn't. That's not the nature of government, to be self-serving and get out of control, is it? That's why we.
There's a lot of parents that are trying to opt out of it here in California. I mean, they're going to start doing the same thing. You know.
Look at what's going on in Sacramento. You think they care about
exactly
what
that's
we think?
They don't care about the rule of law.
Yeah.
They don't care about...
They do whatever they want.
Yeah.
And they've made it completely and perfectly obvious. We will do whatever we want, and they are daring anybody to stop them.
That's kind of where we're at, isn't it?
That's exactly where we're at.
Yeah. And in the meantime, we've got Angela Davis, former head of the, former leader of the Black Panthers. Panthers. Sorry,
I'm not going
the
there.
Black Panthers.
The back.
One more time.
The shave of cedar shingle fin.
Black Labradors.
The black. you guys are just making it worse. It's like if I tripped in the hall, they're kicking me while I'm on the floor. Angela Davis, former leader with links to the Black Panther. She's the former leader of the Communist Party USA. Okay, they want to abolish prison and free all prisoners, not because they are unjustly imprisoned, but because they are the most violent people in society to join their communist revolution.
Well, yeah, never mind the fact that in 1970 she was prosecuted and tried for conspiracy for an armed takeover of a courthouse in Marin County where she killed four people.
Hmm.
How? Wow.
A lot of people don't know that.
Let them all out. It's okay. Workers of the world, unite. What could happen, like in Reading here, if they let all the criminals out inside from, 109, AB 109, the 57, what could happen? Would there be a crime spree?
It's kind of happening now.
They haven't let them all out. They haven't even let the violent ones out, not the real violent ones out yet.
No. That we're aware of.
Yeah, it's going to be the Wild West here pretty soon. It almost already is now.
Yes, it is.
Good God, what's it going to take? Well, I guess, is that any reason to get involved with the state of Jefferson so we can do a state split away from the California and maybe start getting back to the Constitution and rule of law? I don't know. Maybe. Let's go to a break, Bob.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know what you're looking at. But
I don't know what the hell everybody's waiting for already.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe, I don't know.
All right, we'll go to a break, and then we'll come back. I'll do some announcements, maybe, on some veterans things.
Oh, yeah,
and
we
then,
kind of bypassed that. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. And if you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
We got excited. This is for all those politicians down in Sacramento.
Time has come for 51. Becoming the 51st state won't be easy, but it'll be worth it. Tired of California passing laws that make your life more difficult?
Find out what's happening and how you can help every Sunday morning at 9 a.m. with Wynn Carpenter
and Terry Raposa
here on KCNR 1460 AM.
Listen for Jefferson State of Mind now at its new time, Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock here on AM 1460 KCNR.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
North State Security is looking for a few good men and women to join their team. Good salary and benefits, you can play a major part in protecting our community and infrastructure. Members of our team have even been hired by law enforcement agencies here in the Northern California region. Become a sworn officer in North State Security. Call 243-0295 or click on NorthStateSecurityInc.com for more information. North State Security, an ounce of protection since 1968.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
What shall we do about them?
Join Aaron Ryan, Bill Cundiff, and Bob Martin for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon till 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. And we welcome your suggestions for future topics and guests at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People, now on Sundays from noon till 2 on AM 1460 KCNR.
What shall we do about them?
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
The Riverfront Playhouse presents an hilarious tale about community theater. Two on the Isle, Three in a Van by Mary Lynn Dobson, directed by Samantha Fort. Community theater patrons may recognize the wannabe diva, the dancer who believes every show should have a kick line, the director who wants to put a Tarantino spin on the next musical. But the show must go on, and Two on the Isle, Three in a Van does just that with an all-star cast. September 16th through October 14th. Get tickets at Cascade Theater Box Office 243-8877 or online at cascadetheater.org.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Back, Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media Community Radio for the North State. You can call in here at 530-605-4567 or go on to the chat room at kcnr1460.com. But first,
as the wheel in the sky keeps on turning.
It does.
Oh boy, you got some veterans events. We kind of got started a little fast-paced, and we bypassed
yeah.
that, so let's get back to that.
All right. So, in October, we always have the stand-down at the fairgrounds, and it's going to be October 26th, 27th, and 28th. So all veterans are welcome down there. They have a lot of good stuff. I don't know if they're holding court this year down there, but they do have dentists and all kinds of services down there. So, again, that's October 26th, 27th, and 28th. And then don't forget, November 4th, we will be having the Veterans Parade out at Shasta Lake City. Parade starts at 10 a.m., and it's one of the largest, if not the largest, parade from, I believe, from Fresno northward. So it's always a great time out there. Come and show your respect and honor those that have served in the past, present, and future. And then, of course, November 11th is Veterans Day, and then we'll be out at Igo Cemetery, and flyovers at 10:55 that day. So, and then I have one more. I guess there's a new church, and they just asked us if we would announce it. It's called Cornerstone Community Church, and it's on Victor Avenue, 2615 Victor Avenue here in Reading. And so I guess they're non-political, or they'll talk politics and all kinds of stuff. Anyway, you know, they're, from my understanding, they're open. They're not afraid to discuss certain topics over there, like some of them. Again, it their mission is Hope is Here, so that's community. It's Cornerstone Community Church. And services are at 10:45 a.m. on Sunday morning.
All right, very good. Go ahead and give us a brief expose. On Angela Davis. Yeah, a lot of people don't know who Angela Davis is. She's back from the day, hardcore communist, blah, blah, blah.
Hardcore communist through the 50s, 60s, 70s, was involved in several violent activities, political assassinations. She was involved in that courtroom takeover where four people were killed, including the judge. Jurors were taken hostage. She actually purchased the weapons for that. Apparently, she was a close friend and supporter of Jim Jones and the People's Temple. Was tied to the American Indian Movement. And the guy's name's escaping me.
Banks.
That guy from AIM, yeah. Who was another hardened communist.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the old adage, don't drink the Kool-Aid, has a lot more meaning with, you know.
I believe for Ms. Davis it would be don't drink the grape drink is the proper reference.
We got to move along. We got a lot more stuff to cover.
I mean, this lady is hardcore
wicked.
Anti-American communist.
And of course, and if she tells everybody to let the criminals grow, that the criminals go out of the prison, right? That's got, especially the violent ones. That's got to be a good thing, right?
Yeah. She's the former head of the Communist Party USA,
yep.
And apparently left them because they were not radical enough for her following 1991,
wow.
And founded the Committees of Correspondence for Democracy and Socialism.
She must be a community organizer.
She is.
Well, of the highest caliber.
I wonder if she knows Hillary.
I got to say this. Here's Nancy Sinatra, daughter of late Frank. She tweeted this statement. It came out on Tuesday as a statement. It wasn't tweeted. The murderous members of the NRA should be facing a firing squad. That's Nancy Sinatra. So I'm not going to play These Boots Are Made for Walking anymore.
There you go.
Yeah, sorry.
I could play something stupid.
No.
Unfortunately, my list for that is getting bigger and bigger. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the stupid list gets getting pretty long, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't fix stupid. Here, speaking of stupid, okay.
Yeah.
This is from the Cato Institute. Data breaches. It's not just Equifax. All eyes have been on Equifax these past few weeks as the extent of its data breach has unfolded. But private entities like Equifax are not the only ones collecting huge data, huge swaths of data. The federal government also has an extensive personal data on large numbers of Americans. The government is no more secure than Equifax. Gee, that makes me feel so much better. Or any other company for that matter. In fact, government employees found out in 2015 that the Office of Personnel Management had been breached, exposing the most sensitive personnel data to hackers. Just last week, the Securities and Exchange Commission, that's the SEC, revealed that its online filing system, EDGAR, had also been hacked. Don't you feel so much better now?
What about the IRS hacks? Identity theft, fraud, you know,
It just goes on and on.
So protect your data. Oh, and then you can get in Common Core and they can data mine your kids so that can be hacked.
Right.
Yeah, no, you know, not going to happen.
And with that, we do have a caller on the line. We got Mr. Wilkinson, I do believe. Good morning.
Good morning. I just sent Mark an email message. I don't know if he has his computer with him, but it has to do with it.
Yeah, I've got it right here, Como Check.
Yeah, that's you need to read that. It's good. You
know? Okay.
You know, it tells, they claim that Las Vegas was the worst massacre, and it wasn't. There was two other ones that were created by the United States government with the perpetrators.
Oh, jeez. Wounded Knee. I mean,
Right. Government troops murdered 297 innocent women, people, and the 200 were women and unarmed women and children, all killed by the United States government. The other one was Waco, where they murdered 100 women and children at Waco there. That was in Bill Clinton's with Janet Reno.
Yeah, Janet Reno was in charge of that operation. Yeah.
So there was two massacres much worse than Las Vegas, and they were perpetrated by the United States government.
Well, you know, Mr. Wilkinson, it's actually kind of funny that you bring up Waco and Ruby Ridge, because there's been ties found from Stephen Paddock in Las Vegas to the Nevada Gaming Commission and a company that they employ that oversees all the slot machines and things like that. Funny thing is the head of that company is none other than Larry Potts, the special agent in charge at Waco and Ruby Ridge.
Yep. You know, I have another thought. You know, Governor Brown keeps trying to change crimes to misdemeanors and all the empty of the prisons. You know, if we would abolish all laws, we would have no crimes. There would be nobody committing crimes. So we would just abolish all laws and we could empty all the prisons. You know, nobody would be arrested because we don't have any laws.
You know, if there was, here's how it works, Dick. If it wasn't for evil, there would be no good. So
that's
therefore,
right.
Evil is good.
That's right. Yeah, I think we're on to something here. Okay, that's it.
All right, thanks for calling him. We appreciate it.
That's the specious argument. That's the argument these idiots are coming across with. That there is no evil.
I find no fallacy in your argument, but I just... No, I can't bring myself to agree
but
with it.
There is no such thing as evil because, you know, and that would be taking sides.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, people talking about, oh, let's pull the politics out of religion and the religion out of politics and blah, blah, blah. At the end of the day, it's all the same thing because it is an ultimate political battle and it's not between Republicans and Democrats or communists and capitalists. At the end of the day, it's really a giant political argument about evil versus good.
Yeah, I think that's the deal.
That's really what it boils down to. We are in a spiritual war, ladies and gentlemen. Wake up to the fact and deal with it.
I gotta agree. I mean, whether you believe in God or not is not necessarily the issue. The issue is whether what's happening or not.
I'm sorry, if you were a Jewish guy in the 40s and whether you believed in Hitler or not, you were headed for a shower.
That's exactly right.
It you didn't have to believe for it to affect you.
Yeah.
Doesn't work that way. Sorry.
Exactly. So crazy stuff. I mean, you know, I mean, I got another thing I want to pull up here as soon as I can find it about that there was a big raid on sanctuary cities. We haven't gone there, so we've got to go back to the sanctuary cities in a minute. But I wanted to what else? I had another one here in front of me. We've got so many things to talk about. Pensions, you know, we've got that, you know, that we've got in the spotlight here. That's all going south, just like we said, and it's getting traction and rolling faster and faster and faster. But sanctuary cities, we are now a sanctuary state.
Yeah.
You know, I saw there was a post.
Not at my yard where the sidewalk ends.
I saw a post from our friend.
Not my castle. Not my castle.
I saw a post from our friend down there in Anderson, Les Baugh. And he was even said that, oh, it looks like it's going to be time for a sanctuary, you know, for the sanctuary city. We got to get rid of it. It's time for the state of Jefferson.
Yeah, sure, Les. Why don't you go run with that to the Board of Supervisors, and I'm sure you guys can draft up a strongly worded letter to send to Sacramento.
Not only that, you know, you can always...
You spineless putzes.
You could, promise before the meeting that you'll support the state of Jefferson and then come up with a vote to make it a 4-1 that it can be raised as an issue again, unless it's a 4-1 vote in the favor of that. So, you know, what a disingenuous...
Yeah. Send that letter to SAC because they are terrified of you and Leonard Modi's signature down there.
I'm so tired of these political liars. You know, you got statesmen like Mark Baird who start the parade, and then here comes Les Baugh as soon as it starts to get traction. Oh, he's a slick politician. He's got his finger in the wind. Mm-hmm. He can see which way the wind's starting to blow now, and so he's going to run to the front of the parade and act like he's the one that started it or something.
Mm-hmm.
What a piece of
garbage. So he doesn't
garbage.
Go to the chopping block.
But that's harsh, Mark. That's really harsh because, you know, he's a good guy. He's godly.
Well, we don't want to offend these guys.
We don't want to offend anybody because we need to have access to them. And, you know, it's like we need to make sure.
Yeah, don't fall for it, people. Old Les is just taking you out back for a walk through the Rose Garden.
Yeah, and he's also seeing the writing on the wall. There's a new sheriff in town. Yeah. Could possibly take his spot because, you know, Melissa Hunt.
Yeah, who's been supportive since the word jump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'd say, you know. Yeah. He's afraid his neck's going to be on the...
It's a little thing called integrity.
Oh, but, hey, if you're a godly man and you go to church, you have to have integrity, right?
Yeah. It's the testicular fortitude to stand for something that's unpopular because it's right, Pastor Baugh.
Oh, is he a pastor, too?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, so he actually... Well, you know, but I can't think of any examples where a pastor, you know, doesn't have integrity. I mean,
yeah, okay.
Jim Baker,
Jim Jones.
Who was that other guy that confessed and cried in front of everybody on camera?
Several Catholics I can think of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know that list we were talking about? You can make quite a list
on
that one.
I'm
actually over
here biting my tongue.
just saying, you know, I just call him as I see it. You know, if he had been had integrity and showed up when he said he was going to show up and supported the people that he said he was going to support up, didn't lie to their face, and then went in there and stabbed him in the back, you know, if he hadn't done that, I might even be on his team. But
no,
maybe, but I'm not going to forget something like that.
No.
You know, I'm not going to shut up about something like that.
And I'm not going to forget the fact that we walked into a preordained political ambush.
Absolutely.
That was discussed outside of open session, behind people's backs, in violation of the Brown Act. We're not going to forget that crap, Les. What do you think? We're stupid?
Stay in your
lane. Muppet?
Let's go to a break and come back. We got about 15 minutes left.
Asshole.
Somebody on the...
Sorry.
You can.
It happened.
You can.
And there you go.
You can listen to that comment in the archives.
Sorry.
I thought I was going to get through 2 hours without having to hit the button.
Not today, but.
The more I sat here and thought about less,
it's hard not to get a little angry.
Yeah. And so if you want to call in, number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North Side.
Somebody to lean on.
Big Bike Weekend is back and bigger than ever as it thunders into the Shasta District Fair and Event Center beginning Friday, October 6th. Sign up now to participate at BigBikeWeekend.com and check out the schedule of events, including the Remembrance Ride over Shasta Dam, Big Bike Games, the Big Bike Show, live music, and the free Can-Am Spider Demo Rides. There'll be hours of stunt bike entertainment featuring the Victor McLaughlin Motor Corps, Robin Stunt's Diamond Team, and the West Coast Connection Team, with non-stop entertainment featuring DJ Bobette on the main stage. Be a part of Northern California's biggest gathering of bikes from all over the West Coast. It's family-friendly and free to attend. Cooler weather and the coolest bikes come together again at the Shasta District Fair and Event Center Friday, October 6th through Sunday, October 8th. Sponsored in part by Shasta Speedway, Julie Foster Allstate Insurance, Redding Harley-Davidson, Russ Brown Motorcycle Attorneys, Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo, and Riggs Media Consulting.
Your story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river.
Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
I'm here with Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists. Doc, tell us about this new system, the DRX-9000.
The DRX-9000 is the only true non-surgical spinal decompression system. The DRX-9000 can effectively treat common and debilitating back pain, neck pain, stenosis, and sciatica.
We hear over and over about people just having or getting ready to have back surgery. Now, why is that?
Too many people are having back surgery when the technology for non-surgical disc repair is right here in Reading.
So when you compare back surgery to non-surgical decompression like the DRX-9000, what are some of the main differences?
Non-surgical spinal decompression is safer, more effective, more financially reasonable, and much less invasive with no side effects or dependence on harmful prescription drugs.
Explore all options and potentially avoid a painful, long, expensive recovery with back surgery. See if the DRX-9000 is right for you. Call Dr. Sam Carino of Shasta Spine Specialists 243-2300. You can also find them online at ShastaSpine.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Got a black magic woman. Got a black magic woman. I've got a black magic woman. Got me so blind I can't see. That she's a black magic woman. She's trying to make a devil out of me. Turn your back on me, baby. Don't turn your back on me, baby. Yes, don't turn your back on me, baby. Stop messing around with your tricks. Don't turn your back on me, baby. You just might pick up my magic.
Sovereign Mind Radio. Hey, you gotta like some of that Santana. That's old stuff, man. That's good.
Good driving music.
Yep, absolutely. Hey, you know, we gotta play our Les Baugh song, right? We got that. You got that queued up yet, Bob? Anyway, when he gets that queued up, in the meantime, author and researcher F. William Engdahl describes how the Rockefeller family funded molecular biology to create new species. He says the so-called Green Revolution was developed at Harvard Business School in the 1950s with Rockefeller funding. The goal was to replace small independent farms with large corporate farms producing single crops. The Rockefellers and the Rothschilds are involved in this primarily because of their fascination with eugenics, which is the science of population control through selective breeding, sterilization, and reduction of fertility rates?
Yeah, that ain't some Nazi crap right there, is it?
Wow.
Nah.
Can I have some more of that GMO corn, please? Mm-hmm. But could you put a little bit of that margarine on there?
Yeah, nothing to worry about. Just go ahead
can
and...
Can I have some more glyphosate, please?
That's right. Frankencorn.
Yeah.
I'll have an ear of that Frankencorn. It used to be Country Gentleman. Now it's Frankencorn.
Yeah.
Use some more Roundup. And what did you get?
Oh, boy. Did you get that song yet, Bob? Okay,
instead of farm to table, pharmacy to table.
Okay, this goes out to Les Barr, our favorite person.
Oh, I wish I were an Oscar Mayer wiener. That is what I truly like to be. You see, for if I were an Oscar Mayer wiener, everyone would be in love with me, with me. Oh, everyone would be in love with me.
Yeah, I think he's a wiener.
Oh, boy.
Do we have a caller? Or?
We do. We have Terry on the line.
Terry, you're on
good
the air.
Good morning.
That's the perfect song for Les Ba. I have a question. Why is it that all the best stuff Red says, you guys bleep out?
It's a little thing called the FCC and
censorship. It's censorship.
We have to have something. They probably already have the Unpolitically Correct show.
Yeah, it's on the archives.
But we have to have something to where these outtakes are just precious. They really are. But you're so right about Les Baugh. He's running on this issue, making a comment about Jefferson. Well, it is election season.
No.
He's not hugging everybody. The problem is you folks out there, a lot of you swallow it.
Yeah.
That's the problem. You know, a lot of folks just swallow this. And I'm just going, are you serious? Here you have a guy that you know, the only time that he's ever for anything that people want is before election season, and then he turns on him.
Then
that's
he's your
he
buddy. Yeah, I remember when he was our buddy, the first rally out there at the airport. Yeah, he
was 3 hours with Mark Baird.
Yeah.
3 hours sitting down with Mark Baird. And, you know, until we get rid of some of these people, you know, we're going to be in the same boat. So I had a good talk with Baron Browning, the mayor of Anderson, yesterday. I really like him. He's a guy who's a real straight shooter. Really, I mean, what Anderson's done for their community, and you guys were making the comment about how clean the park was. And I know that Wynn was making that comment earlier this morning on Jefferson State of Mind and how great it was. We had like one incident. The people we didn't think is that we had the militia out there, our local militia folks who did the security for us. Great people, the community watch and militia people. They did a great job for us. You never knew they were really there. Good people, just out there helping people if they needed something. You know, somebody couldn't get out of a car that needed help, an elderly person, they'd help them. It was very, very good. We had only one small incident where some person decided that their underwear should be on their head. And
I missed that.
Yeah, that was the only incident we had. And that was kind of out in the parking lot anyway. So, but
was Dollman back?
When you look at Reading. I mean, could we have done that? At Reading Park, could we even have done that? We couldn't do it at the Sundial Bridge. Somebody would step on a syringe.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wow.
Well, what about South Park, where the Tigers play and the city pays good money to Rick Bassetti to run the security? Think we could have gotten away with that down there?
No, sir. I mean, that's the whole deal. I mean, and that's how bad Reading is. And everybody who wants to play this game of denial, and it goes to show, even with all the events that were going on in Reading, that we had as many people as we did. But you've got to take your hat off to Anderson. Kudos to you, Anderson City Council. Kudos to you, City of Anderson. You know, I've been shopping more and more and more there. In fact, I try to do most of my shopping in Anderson because I'm kind of in between. And what a great group of people. I just wanted to add that. And thanks again for your program. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be talking about the sanctuary state thing. We'll be talking about the crime and jail position, and we'll be talking about unfunded liabilities, because guess what? We the people, all of us out here, we have a solution. We just have to get these people to follow and do what the people want. Yes?
Yeah. Well, yeah. And yeah, I'm sorry, Jerry Brown can take his sanctuary state and stuff it right up his Les Paul.
You got away with one, buddy.
I did.
I was waiting for her to press the button. I was going to go right to the computer. I was getting excited.
I just, you know,
these guys know how to get around the button.
Yeah, we're learning. We're learning. But, I mean, at what point am I obligated to comply with my government when my government no longer complies with the rule of law?
You're
at,
not.
At what point is the contract broken and you can go to hell?
It already is.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's definitely many people that agree.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we had there's many people that agree with that. And it's becoming more evident by the day, sometimes by the hour, if you live where we live, folks, by the hour. And really, you know, there's so many great people that are out there doing their thing, and it really is all of us working together getting things done. Just like that event we did where we had, you know, probably, you know, 50 people that helped. Everybody got along well. They worked together well. They did things. Just everybody's a help. You can't say enough about the patriots and the folks that are out there being the great servants of this community, and they're certainly not our elected officials. They're the furthest things from it. They are basically...
That's why it works well.
I'll leave that to Red to get bleat.
Yeah, well, it's time to sweep the Muppets out. They got to go. It's the only way that things get changed is we actually change things. We change who's running things. We change how we do things. You know, I had somebody comment to me a couple weeks ago, geez, man, I think you're getting awful militant about this. No crap. I'm glad you noticed, because I didn't think you were paying attention.
All right, you guys, I'll let you go so you can finish up your program. Thanks again for another great program, guys.
All right, thanks for calling in.
Thanks,
we
Terry.
Appreciate it.
Well, where should we go? I don't know. The one that's pulling up here is Hartford and America suffer the consequences of political malfeasance. This comes from Shift Gold.
Well, can anybody get prosecuted anymore? Does anybody go to jail?
Well, here's another thing. I mean, I'm just looking at this. There's
yeah,
more
we
to,
do.
There's more to come on this.
We do. They yeah. don't, you know.
Now the left is crowing that Lois Lerner's IRS targeting even-handedly all along rings hollow. What a bunch of Muppet. There's going to be more to come on that. There's something that's probably in the works that's going to happen this week, but we're not going to tell you what it is yet. But there will be a report coming soon.
It's a witch! A witch!
She's a witch!
Burn her! Burn the witch!
I'm not really a witch.
Yeah, well, we're going to find out whether you float.
Oh, boy.
Speaking, kind of.
You know, there's so many problems in America today, it's hard to keep a positive outlook if you're paying attention to anything that's actually really going on. But... I think we're winning. I think we're actually winning, and it's going to get better and better, but it's going to get worse first.
Well, I'm positive because I'm positive these people are going to get what's coming to them. I'm just impatient.
Yeah.
I like to watch it start happening already.
Yeah, I'm thinking, you know, I post...
Well, we're running out of time is what's happening, and we're losing so much freedom and liberty in the process if we don't...
I hope they're all dead.
Yeah, I have. I posted a government repair kit on Sovereign Minds. It's a gallows, and so you might want to take a look at that. What was that thing you had on Rosie O'Donnell? What was that?
Well, we had
some flash traffic come across. We were going to announce the death of Rosie O'Donnell, but once we read the announcement again, it said Hugh Hefner died, not a huge heifer.
Yeah.
It was locker room talk.
No, that really wasn't, but... Yeah. That was studio talk.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, it's just, you know, hard to keep a positive outlook sometimes. It's scary what's going on out there. But, you know, this is the time to try men's soul, but we all need to pull together. We all need to pull towards morality and freedom and liberty. And we all need to start rowing in the same direction. And, you know, anybody who's looking to government to take care of them is going to be sorely mistaken.
It's a little time to just start telling these guys, you know what, pound sand. You know, like the picture of that guy at the Vegas shooting, you know, standing there holding his beer, giving the shooter the finger.
Yeah, you got to admire that guy. That's not all he was yelling. He was yelling things out, too. Yeah. That other guy was yelling out, hey, you bunch of...
Yeah.
Come
at me, bro. People in America.
Now, that could have been he was really drunk, too.
Well, it could have been. You know, they've always got that expression, hold my beer and watch this. That guy said, I'll hold my own damn beer and watch this.
Sometimes people get really truthful, though, then.
But that's a good example of the frustration level that Americans are getting to. And we've said all along, it takes a long time for Americans to anger. But when they do, you don't want to be in the room. You want to be somewhere else.
This just came in. And CNN, it's been decided, is not news. It's a billion-dollar Democratic super PAC. So, you know, please. There's a petition that they want everybody to sign demanding CNN officially register with the Federal Election Commission as a Democrat super PAC.
Ouch.
I actually like that idea.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea, isn't it? Half the establishment Republicans could probably jump on board to that.
They could go as part of the Democratic super PAC.
Is anybody watching football anymore?
I like hockey. Hey, and we've got some good baseball playoffs going on. I mean, there's some good teams, and, you know, it's been a while since you kind of look at the baseball playoffs and go, man, who is it going to be?
You remember, amateurs built the Ark, professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and fearful master.
And you've been listening to KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Have a great week.
We the people, next on KCNR, Shasta Redding.
FEMA continues helping hurricane-ravaged Puerto Rico, even as it juggles the need of hurricane victims in Texas and in Florida. Now it's working to help the victims of Hurricane Nate in Alabama and Mississippi. FEMA Administrator Brock Long says restoring power in Puerto Rico's